Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And we're hungry.
Yes, we are. Are you going to make me some food?
I'd love to. It's the middle of the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Right around that time, you start to get a little snack hungry. But we didn't have time to get anything. Apple, not a banana, and certainly nothing sweet and delicious.
So what should we do?
Well, I don't know what we're going to do, but, well, no, I do know what we're going to do. We're going to go crazy with hunger because the dialogue today is all about making tiramisu.
Oh, my gosh, that's going to make us hungrier.
That's one of the snacks that we don't have. So you see the problem?
Tiramisu.
Looking at food, reading about food, talking about food, but no food. No food here. That's the important place to have the food. Well, the important place to have the food is here and here.
That's right.
But having it here, let me put it here and go here. But we have nothing except a good dialogue, so...
We might be able to learn how to make one after the show.
That's true. That's true. And maybe if we talk about it and read about it and think about it, somehow, magically, we won't be hungry. That's not going to work.
Okay, well, why don't we check out today's article and we'll find out.
Yeah, let's see.
Reading. It's time to make tiramisu. Pat and Laura are at the school's cooking club. I'm so excited to make tiramisu today.
If it's tasty, I'm going to serve some to my family on Thanksgiving.
I don't want to share mine. I'm going to save my leftovers in the refrigerator and eat it all week.
First things first, we need to make the tiramisu before we can eat it. Do we have all of the ingredients?
Let's see. I've got sugar, whipped cream. Uh-oh.
What did you forget?
I was in a rush this morning, so I forgot the mascarpone cheese.
That's one of the most important ingredients. I think we can find a solution, though. The teacher said we can use cream cheese as a replacement.
That's a brilliant idea. I'll buy some at the grocery store next to the school.
Pick up some eggs while you're at it. Then we can make lots of tiramisu.
Pat asks the teacher for permission to go to the store.
All right, so as usual, we have a nice little short sentence to set up our scene, to set up our situation.
Right.
And that sentence reads, Pat and Laura, that would be you, are at the school's cooking club.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, so basically, you can imagine that Pat and Laura are kind of just in a big kitchen, right?
Mm.
A lot of schools have a cooking club or a place where they might teach home ec. That's what they call it in North America, home ec or home economics, when they teach kids how to make things, especially, you know, cooking and other useful skills around the house. So they're there, they're at school, they're in the cooking club, they're ready to make food. Again, we don't have any food. But Pat is excited. We know that because he says, I'm so excited. And then he continues, I'm so excited to make tiramisu today.
Yummy! Okay, so, 一开始呢，我们看到呢，我们就是要看到这个课文的前面的一个情况，当然就是 Pat 跟我咯，我们在学校的 cooking club, 就是烹饪社。那刚刚 Mike 老师有补充到，其实什么时候在学校我们会开始要煮饭，可能是在上家政课的，对不对？家政课的英文就是 home ec 或是 home economics。那一开始呢 ，Pat 是很开心啊，但是我跟 Mike 现在肚子很饿，所以我们当然就没有 Pat 那么的兴奋开心。那 Pat 就说 ：“I'm so excited。”他非常兴奋，非常开心，因为今天他们要做提拉米苏。I'm hungry.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. Well, but Laura's not quite sure it's really good. Remember, they haven't made it yet.
Mm.
And often, the first time you make something, it might not be perfect. But Laura is optimistic. She's hopeful. She says, if it's tasty, I'm going to serve some to my family on Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. But it's only a fantastic idea if it's tasty.
I know.
If it's not tasty, don't give it to me.
That's true. Okay. 所以这时候我当然放了一个如果啦 if it's tasty, 就是如果我跟 Pat 做出来的提拉米苏是好吃的话那怎么样呢我就准备在感恩节要拿去给家人吃 And tasty, what does this word mean?
It's a great word, it's an adjective of course, spelled T-A-S-T-Y If something is delicious, it's tasty And if it's tasty, it's delicious If you put it in your mouth and your brain goes, yeah!
Woohoo!
Then it's tasty, you like to eat it All of your favorite foods are probably very tastyTo you or delicious.
Tasty 是什么呢？其实我们常常从小朋友就会说 yummy， 对不对？那长大我们当然不要装可爱，我们可以用 delicious， 我们可以来表示美味的、好吃的。那当然，本课的 tasty 也是好吃的、美味的意思。那如果你想要再用一个，就是我还要跟大家用不同的字，你可以说 this is out of this world，有种人间美味的一个概念。Well, I think lots of things are tasty.
Okay.
Pumpkin soup.
Ooh, that can be tasty.
Pasta.
Some pasta, yeah.
And chocolate chip ice cream.
Ooh, chocolate chip ice cream is very tasty, especially after some pasta.And some pumpkin soup. That would be a tasty meal. We don't have any
Why are we talking about food when we're so hungry?
I don't know.
Okay, and I mentioned Thanksgiving. 当然就是感恩节
yes.
And that should be, correct me if I'm wrong,
okay,
the fourth Thursday? Is that true?
In November?
Yeah,
if you're American.
Usually, people eat turkey on that
I think so. Actually, I'm from Canada, and we have Thanksgiving in October.
Okay.
So it's a month earlier. I think it's the third Sunday for us, but in America, where it's very famous, I think you're right. It's the fourth Thursday. Yeah, it's the fourth Thursday. Because it's always like a month before Christmas.So that would put it at the end of November.
Yeah.
So that's a great time to have a tasty meal and a tasty dessert.Something like tiramisu. So that was Laura's plan, remember?
My plan.
If the food with the dessert was tasty, she'd share it with her family. Let's see what Pat has to say. He says, I don't want to share mine. So he's not going to give it to anyone. It's all for Pat. Why? Well, he says, I'm going to save my leftovers in the refrigerator and eat it all week. Yeah, you said selfish. I think that's basically it. Yeah, he just wants to eat it all for himself. If you want some, go buy your own because you're not getting Pat's.
You're going to get fat Pat. Okay, anyway, so Pat says, 我不想把那一份分享出去。这里他说 I don't want to share mine, M-I-N-E. 但指的就是前面提到的Tiramisu. Okay, so my tiramisu. Okay. 但是我们避免就是在重复提拉米苏所以我们就直接用 my 来表示我的那一份 Okay. 那他要把怎么样剩下的冰在冰箱里面然后怎么样享用一整个星期 And here we see the word leftovers. Leftovers 是什么呢当然就是指吃剩的饭菜啦 Okay, and we saw first things first, right?
What does that mean? First things first is a great expression. It's basically saying what's the most important thing, what's your top thing to do, what's your main priority, to use a fancy word. So basically, if you're talking about something or you have many things to do, this is the most important, this is the one you want to take care of right away. Like, for example, hey, I'm going on holiday, so first things first, I have to pack my bag.That's the first thing you should do before you leave your home.
That's true. It's so important. So first things first. 就是最重要的事情应该要先做这样的意思。那要怎么用其实我们还是要看一下我们的 shortcut for you. 大家可能更清楚哦。Let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
Can you lend me $1,000, please?
$1,000 again? I just lent you some money yesterday.
Yeah, but I used that to pay Winnie back the money I borrowed from her last week.
So how will you pay me back?
Maybe I can borrow money from Brian or Emily?
You need to start managing your money better.
I just don't know how.
First things first, you need to make a budget.
Why did you say first twice? First, first?
We say first things first when we want to be clear that the most important things should be dealt with before anything else.
All right, first things first means 要紧的事应当先做。But how can I make a budget if I have no money in the first place?
Good point. First things first, you need some money of your own.
So, can you lend me $1,000 NT?
All right, welcome back from our shortcut for you. So we're going to make some tiramisu, but first things first, you see, I just use that.
Okay, yeah.
First things first, we have to read what Laura says next in our dialogue. And she says, we need to make the tiramisu before we can eat it.
Of course.
Yes. Otherwise, you're just eating like egg and sugar and cream. Mix it up. No, that would be terrible. Yes, you need to make the food before you eat it. And then she asks a very good question. Do we have all of the ingredients? In other words, do we have all of the different things we need to make the tiramisu? That's what we call the ingredients.
So important.
So important.
Okay, 所以当然呢，我就说啦 ，first things first， 就是最重要事情要先做。那是什么呢？就是说，在我们吃到提拉米苏之前，要怎么样呢？一定要 make the tiramisu， 要动手做。不过这时候，我当然提到最重要的东西，要做一定要怎么样准备 ingredients， 就是食材啊。到底都准备齐了吗? So, do they or me and Pat have all the ingredients?
I don't know. I was just kind of, as you were talking, thinking about all the ingredients you need. It's actually quite a list. There are a few more things than I would have thought of. And yes, you should always kind of get the ingredients ready before you start cooking, because otherwise you'll be running around like a mad chicken trying to find things. So, Pat is going through the list. Hopefully he's got a recipe or a list of instructions that says what he needs. So he says, let's see. You can imagine him looking at it. I've got sugar.
Good.
Whipped cream.
Check.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh, that's not an ingredient. That's what you say when you have a problem. We'll get back to the problem later, but we should talk about cream.
Okay, 所以呢，我们来看一下 Pat 呢，他当然就是可能准备好一个 recipe， 可能通常 recipe 就是呢，这个食谱就是要教你怎么做东西的食谱。他说，哦，好，我们来看看哦。他说，我有 sugar， 我有白糖，然后 whipped cream 是什么呢？就是已经打发的鲜奶油。可是为什么他这里后面要加一个 就是糟糕。那其中我们刚刚有提到的。Whipped cream 的 cream 当然就是有奶油的意思 ，OK， 它是不可数哦 ，OK， 那当然呢，我们常常会在后面加一个 y， 成为一个形容词 ，creamy 是什么呢？就是奶油状的东西啦，或者是糊状的东西。So maybe I could say something like, "Would you like some cream in your coffee?" And also, I also like strawberries and cream.
When we watch tennis at Wimbledon, we always have strawberries and cream.Or hot chocolate with whipped cream. You can either make it yourself or buy that stuff in a can. Spray it on top. And there's all sorts of things that we can do with cream, too. Of course, if you beat the cream or put a lot of air in it by mixing it, that's when you'd have whipped cream, like we would use in the recipe or...with our hot chocolate. So, remember at the end of this short list that he mentioned... Pat said, uh-oh. And that's a sign of a problem. When someone's made a mistake or when something's going wrong, they go, uh-oh. So, Laura asks the question you have to ask, but the question you don't want to ask, what did you forget? She, of course, thinks he forgot something. There should be something there, but he didn't think about it. Just because he's reading a list of things and halfway down he went, uh-oh, so there's a problem here. But what's the problem? What did he forget?
Okay, 所以其实我听起来好像有点不开心啊。他说，到底 Pat, what did you forget? 你忘了带什么? Okay, so what did he forget?
Well, Pat explains, I was in a rush this morning, so he was very busy. He didn't have a lot of time, so I was in a rush this morning, so I forgot the mascarpone cheese, el formaggio mascarpone. It's a very soft, young Italian cheese, and it's in the tiramisu, and it's gonna be a problem.
I had no idea. Okay, there's cheese in tiramisu. Okay.
Yeah, kind of like cream cheese.
好吧，那 Pat 他当然怎么样？因为没办法，他早上怎么太匆忙了，所以他忘记带了 mascarpone cheese 马斯卡彭起司，这是一个很重要的 ingredient 在这个 tiramisu. Oh.
So as we read just earlier, Pat forgot something because he was in a rush this morning. If you are in a rush, you are also in a hurry. It's the same thing, and as I mentioned, it basically means you don't have a lot of time. You have to move quickly. Maybe you're late. Maybe you got up late. Maybe things have changed, but you gotta go, go, go. You are in a rush. For example, he was in a rush to get home. Well, I've been in a rush, and I understand Pat was in a rush, but hey, if you're ever in such a rush that you forget the cheese, that's a big problem, sir.
That's probably an excuse, Pat. Okay, so be in a rush, 大家应该都知道就是匆忙急迫的意思。
It happens.
But then I said, that's one of the most important ingredients.
See, you're the smart one. That's what I'm thinking.
最重要的食材耶。
Exactly. I mean, imagine making a chocolate cake without chocolate. Imagine making an omelet without an egg. It's just crazy.
Oh, so what am I or what are we
going to
do?
Well, you are a problem solver.
I know, I'm the smart one.
That's right. So you say, I think we can find a solution, though. Right? A solution is sort of like an answer, something that will fix a problem. I like that attitude. You're just going to go ahead and do it. The teacher said we can use cream cheese as a replacement. That's what I was going to do. It's like I'm a chef. It's crazy. Anyways, yes, cream cheese, a very soft, not very cheesy cheese, but it's good on bread, it's good on toast, and it's good in cheesecake.
Lots of things.
That's what we put cheese in cheesecake. Cream cheese is in cheesecake. And you're going to use it, well, you guys will use it as a replacement. To replace is to switch something for another thing. And if we use it as a noun, that thing you're switching is a replacement. All right? So if you don't want, let's see, if you don't want bacon on top of your hamburger, but you want cheese on top of your hamburger or ham, you'll have cheese as a replacement. It takes the place of another thing.
Okay, 当然呢，我是比较聪明那个，我说我就可以找到 solution， 就是解决办法。因为老师有说过，我们可以用什么 cream cheese， okay， 就是奶油起司作为代替品。这里的 replacement 就是有取代的东西啦，或者还可以是取代的人。So for example, maybe I could use it in a sentence like, our old car is badly in need of replacement.
That's right, you gotta switch the old car for a new, better car. You'll always have a car, but you're just changing A for B, old for new in the car case. All right, well, Pat's thinking about it, and he says, that's a brilliant idea. Brilliant here is not like bright. We can talk about a brilliant light. No, here it's just like great, fantastic, wonderful. What a fantastic, great idea. And then he says, I'll buy some of the grocery store next to the school. Yeah, because actually cream cheese is often easier to find in a grocery store than mascarpone. But wherever you're going to get your cheese from, you're going to have to buy it. And when you want to buy things, you're probably going to go to the store.
Okay, 所以呢 Pat 说这是个 brilliant idea, 就是好主意。所以呢他就要去怎么样学校旁边的食品杂货店买一些回来这个 cream cheese。
As I mentioned, if you want to buy things, you should go to the store. But in this case, we're buying food. Now, one of the best places to buy food is at the grocery store. A supermarket is pretty much the same thing. It's just bigger. What do we get at the grocery store? Meat, vegetables, fruits, lots of dry things, lots of things in cans. And many grocery stores also sell those things we use quite frequently, maybe like toilet paper, or toothbrushes and toothpastes and things like that. But mainly,it's a simple little store that's got lots of things you can buy and use in your kitchen. It's the grocery store. For example, the grocery store sells drinks at cheaper prices than the convenience store. There's some smart shopping.
But convenience stores are more convenient.
That's true. If you need something at 4 in the morning, the convenience store. Save a little bit of money...try to find your grocery store. And groceries, of course, is just what we call those things we use all the time in our homes, mainly food.
Right. 所以 grocery 其实有杂货的意思。Grocery store 就是杂货店。但你也可以用 grocery store, 这样发音也是 OK 的哦。Okay, so then I said to Pat, pick up some eggs while you're at it.
Ah, good thinking.
Then we can make lots of tiramisu.
There you go. So the grocery store will definitely have eggs as well as cream cheese.
Okay, 这里我用 pick something up, 不是把东西拿起来，它其实是讲 quickly buy something, 就是有购买这样子的意思。For example, I could probably say something like, have you picked up a copy of her new CD yet?
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Pink?
Okay, so let's continue reading and find out more. Okay, so then Pat asks the teacher for permission to go to the store.
Yeah, right. They're still in class. They're still at the cooking club in school. So you can't just walk out of class when you're in school, right? Even if you want to go to the washroom, you have to put up your hand and ask for permission. Permission is basically when you're allowed to do something, all right? Someone gives you permission. The teacher will give you permission to go out of the classroom. But to get that permission, you have to ask for permission. Or you could say, I'm asking the teacher for permission, just like you might ask your parents for permission to go out at night on the weekend or something like that. You can't just do it. You have to ask, and they have to say, okay.
Okay, so ask for something 就是请求。那这里我们是 ask for permission. Permission 就是许可这样的意思。For example, the teacher gave me her permission to go home early.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That's lucky.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're at the end of today's article. Aww. Let's now go to For You Chat.
No snacks.
All right.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question is all about cooking. Sure, why not? We were following Pat and Laura as they tried to work their way through a recipe for tiramisu. That's something they were going to learn how to cook. So our chat question is basically the same kind of thing, but it's what is one recipe that you would like to learn? Or in other words, what is one kind of food that you would like to learn how to make?
As I mentioned earlier, I find pumpkin soup super tasty.
Pumpkin soup, good one.
Yeah, I don't know. I somehow feel I've tried like cooking pumpkin soup, but it just doesn't taste right. It tastes different from the ones I've tasted at a restaurant. So I don't know. I wonder if there's any secrets to making a good pumpkin soup.
It's true.
So yeah, if you guys know how to make, you know, really nice pumpkin soup, please write to me and let me know. Maybe, I think you maybe have to add some chicken soup, I think.
Ah, that could be it.
Yeah, because I tried to, like, you know, I have all the ingredients ready. I have the pumpkin, butter, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, it just doesn't taste
right. It just doesn't taste quite right. Yeah, well, so the professionals have all sorts of secrets. They don't share their recipes very much. So what about you guys? Is there one food that you love so much, but you'd like to be able to make it at home? What is that recipe? So talk about that and maybe go out and find a recipe and learn how to make it. But before you do that, chat about it, and then we'll be back tomorrow with some tiramisu, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm hoping so. I'm really hungry. I don't know what's going to happen.
It's time to make tiramisu. Pat and Laura are at the school's cooking club. I'm so excited to make tiramisu today.
If it's tasty, I'm going to serve some to my family on Thanksgiving.
I don't want to share mine. I'm going to save my leftovers in the refrigerator and eat it all week.
First things first, we need to make the tiramisu before we can eat it. Do we have all of the ingredients?
Let's see, I've got sugar, whipped cream. Uh-oh.
What did you forget?
I was in a rush this morning, so I forgot the mascarpone cheese.
That's one of the most important ingredients. I think we can find a solution, though. The teacher said we can use cream cheese as a replacement.
That's a brilliant idea. I'll buy some at the grocery store next to the school.
Pick up some eggs while you're at it. Then we can make lots of tiramisu.
Pat asks the teacher for permission to go to the store. Vocabulary Review.
Tasty. My meal is so tasty. I'm glad we decided to eat at this restaurant. Cream. Diane served me a piece of her chocolate pie topped with a scoop of whipped cream. Replacement. Nathan used vegetable oil as a replacement for butter, so the dish he was making would be healthier. Grocery store. Connor picked up some milk and eggs from the grocery store earlier. Permission. Olivia asked her parents for permission to spend the night at her friend's house.